All please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My finger fell out of my freaking bag. All right, we have a quorum. Carol Tracy, the treasurer. Steve Jones, the clerk. Chris Kilpatrick, the trustee. First order of business is approve the meeting minutes from January 26th.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Clerk's report. You got anything to report, Steve?
No. It's new to me. It's just, I'm still trying to figure this all out. And
you'll get it, no problem.
Yeah. So I'm saying no report.
Nothing to report. Treasurer's report.
Okay. Our beginning balance was $121,725.68. We had $212.45 interest earned. We had 27 checks cleared for $56,614.57. And we got our deposit from Butler County for $374,880.60. Our ending balance was $440,204.16.
Okay.
And I did have Michael's help getting that annual report done, and I'm really debating on whether QuickBooks was a good move or not.
Oh, the cleared transactions, that's from last meeting. So,
anyway.
All right. Motion to approve vouchers.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Trustees report. I don't really have much. I got a list a mile long for you. I didn't bring it because I wasn't done. But I've got all the culverts. I've got all the signs. I've got a good list for you.
Okay.
We have a lot to do. So I'll get that to you next couple of days.
Okay.
So.
Take a picture and send it.
That word. It's your turn. Overseer's report.
Didn't do much, but did brush and burn piles and graded. Hauled rock. Worked on all the equipment to pick up the backhoe, PT3, excavator, trailer. Put tires on the trailer. Got them all fixed. And I graded. And that's pretty much it.
Are we going to, what about that trailer that he bought?
You didn't get a copy of it last time?
We're going to get it working. We got to get a motor for it and get it running.
C-website.
And then we got to put it and get it all, at least all fixed. And it's leaking like I said now.
What's leaking?
The hydraulics on it.
Now you have a copy of it.
Yep.
So the old trailer is the one we fixed
that
up.
One, yeah, the one with the tire on. And got it running. So at least we got a trailer. I'm going to fix the other one. I've got Jonesy there working on it.
What's it going to cost to fix that one?
Jonesy.
We're going to put another motor on it. Predator Motors $429.
At Harbor Freight?
Yeah.
Is it electric again. Start?
Yes.
Okay.
Complete exactly the same thing.
That works.
So what's
and
leaking?
Then we're going to redo the brake system.
Why don't after we put that new motor on there, why don't you talk to Doug and that place he goes to get the metal bent?
Talk to me again, say that again.
The metal and get a cover made for that.
Oh.
Instead of doing the tarp, just get a cover made where you can pull it down, latch it, unlatch it, pick it up.
Yeah, it's going to be a covered motor this time.
Yeah. That way we don't run another motor.
I've already planned.
I can't think of the name that he goes to. He was talking about. He had all that metal bit and stuff. He'll know exactly what you're talking about. Well, let's get a cover put on that too.
Frame or something for it.
Huh?
You know, Jones will well have a phone for frame for it.
Shouldn't have to. Just a box. Oh,
that's... We got a break at work. I can make one up real quick.
Yeah. See what they're going to charge or whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be 3/32 steel. Just something to cover it when it's not being used. While you're running it, you just open it, run it, do your thing, close it. You know what I'm saying? That way you don't forget to put the tarp back on. All right. Box or motor.
French doors.
Everything else running all right? Who worked on the excavator?
John Deere.
Okay. I was a little confused this morning with that text, Foley, and...
Yeah. I was doing too much at once.
What was wrong with it?
Kind of want to say...
Silliness?
I couldn't bleed it. I couldn't get the air out of it.
Couldn't get the air out of it, so they had to power bleed it.
We pumped on it. We worked on that for almost 3 hours trying to get it. We changed filters, and I thought it was froze up, and it was just, and we couldn't get the air out of it.
Okay.
I had enough.
10-4. All right. Board discussion. So we have Robbie with John Deere here, and we have Drew with LDI here. Robbie, if you want to present.
Okay.
I didn't print a bunch of stuff out. I forgot to.
I have a few copies of this that we can just kind of spread around.
Yeah, these two are the ones that really need it.
Okay. Give you a copy. Give you a copy.
I can look over his shoulder.
Okay. You guys want to share?
There should be two different deals. That's the rental agreement. And then...
All right, I'm Robbie with Prairieland in Wichita.
I don't know.
And we've been talking about replacing the tractor and the rotary cutter. So that's what I'm here to talk about. Right now, John Deere / Prairieland has a pretty good opportunity to get you guys into a new tractor and a new rotary cutter with nothing out of your pocket. And so what that looks like is this. Prairieland and John Deere have teamed up to offer what they call their government rental program. And what that means is you will rent a new tractor from us for the term of 12 months, 350 hours in the year. End of the year, you turn it back in. We rent you another one next year. All right. That will include a loader. The thing on this is you would have to purchase the rotary cutter. All right. So here's how the numbers shake out. The tractor rents for $8,750 for the year, for 350 hours, all right? The loader is another $2,100. All right, so your total rental for the year would be $10,850. All right, now on the pieces of paper, if you flip back a couple pages, you're following me. You'll see another quote that looks just like the front page. This is where we have the purchase of the new rotary cutter specced out the way that you guys need it. The first quote that was sent out did not have some of the specifications correct, so I adjusted it, made it right. So we're looking at $26,150 for the new cutter. With a trade-in of $5,000 for your existing cutter and $32,000 for your existing 6415 tractor, leaving a difference of $10,850, which is the rental fee. So we would trade your tractor in, we would trade your rotary cutter in, you would end up with a new rotary cutter for yours to keep, purchased, and the rental on the 6135E with a loader on it for the year, all even dollars. That was the first option. You want to go over the lease?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
So the second thing that we talked about was just leasing the tractor.
Yes. There's a loader.
And then with the option to purchase at the end. All right.
What's this one?
And that looks a little different.
Okay. This is the mower.
The lease grand total would be, you guys don't have a copy of this. I just printed this one. Did I email this out to you, the lease?
I don't know.
I did. I think I did. I'll leave this copy with you.
Okay.
When I leave. So the lease on the tractor, total purchase price would be $115,377.54.
Sorry, say that again.
$115,377.54 would be the total purchase price on the lease. All right. And I figured up a 2-year lease for 300 hours usage per year. Gives us an annual lease payment of $24,351.52. With the purchase,
24,351.52.
And you would then have the purchase option at the end of $79,281.97.
Why is it less hours?
That's just what I figured. I can change it. I mean, I threw 300 on there. 350 is gonna change it probably. $200. It's not going to be much. So
the difference is the first one's a rental. The second one's a lease purchase. The first one we have no equity. The second one's equity. So I had them go both ways so we can.
No,
see.
I get it. It's just one was 350 hours. This one's 300. So
right.
That's where the residual number worked out the best.
So in if the lease. We just did the lease.
How many hours do we usually
much
use
for all of this?
I don't have
if we do the
clue,
rental.
I don't think we use
yeah.
If we do the rental,
next year we get another one.
Yeah, if we do the rental, it's
it takes him so long because much. He's got this running.
That's just on the train.
Yeah.
Next year,
it's that much.
Well, you know, he stops here and then he's got to run back there, and so that's travel time where he worked out, worked back, and he wouldn't have as much travel time. But I don't know. I think he probably puts 200 hours in. You don't know. It's hard. I don't know.
Just the going back and forth to where he's going to go mow.
Right. From where he stopped. When
but you still gone. Have the hours.
No, it's
yeah. Huh?
The tractor's yeah. running the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah. It's still got hours.
So if he stops at 1:30 at 6, then he's got to drive all the way back out to 1:30 at 6 whenever he starts the next day.
Well, he's kind of got it where he does a little better job of not ending so far away and have, you know, he mows his way out away from the shop. Occasionally he gets himself hung up where he can't, but he did a lot better this last year mowing himself out. Or he's just going to drive a mile or so.
The hours.
Say that again?
What's the penalty for going over the allotted hours?
Okay. So the penalty would be
$12
an hour.
This is for the. I don't know the number on the lease. I should. I forgot to bring that. But the on the. It's got to be close to. It's got to be close to the same thing as the rental. 12-hour excess charge for going over.
$12.
Yeah, $12 excess charge for going over your number per hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you went over 10 hours,
that's the lifespan of a tractor.
Yeah.
How long would you expect it to last?
A new tractor like this, I mean, in your guys' usage, if you're pinching pennies, you can make one last 10 years pretty easy. If you want to...
I've already done that.
Huh?
With the current one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the point, you know. The current one you have is, what, is it a 2005
is what I saw,
five.
I think.
So, I mean, you can get a lot of life out of one if it's treated right, if it's maintained and all of that. But at the same time, you can't operate one purchasing it for $10,000, $10,850 a year.
A new tractor every year for $10,000?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And how long does this lease last?
The rental is a year.
I know, but can we do this for 10 years?
Yeah.
Price not go
and
up.
How much will this go up?
Right.
Well, that's the thing. So it didn't go up from 22 to 23. It did a little bit from 21 to 22, like $20. So over the whole rental. So it's very minimal. If it goes up, it's pretty minimal. And that's all going to be dictated on the cost of the machine and how much it goes up every year. We had a huge increase in pricing from 20 to 21, which was reflected with a $20 increase or something. It was close to that in the year rental fee. 22 to 23, we didn't really see a lot, so it stayed the same.
And how about maintenance?
Yes, that's what.
So
electrical.
Warranty will cover, and since it's a new tractor in warranty, warranty will cover all repairs except for something that is done that's damaged.
Busted window.
Yeah. You run a tree through a window, warranty can't cover that. You pop a tire on a stump, warranty can't cover that. But if it breaks down, it's covered under warranty. We will cover it. You guys are going to be responsible for maintenance, general maintenance. So engine oil changes at the right times, all of those things are going to be required of you to be in with the
and can the
rent.
Township do it, or does the Prairie Land have to come out and do it?
Township can do it.
Shouldn't have any oil changes.
How many hours between oil changes on it? 200?
Yeah, most of them are three.
And we almost make it a year on an oil
so
change.
But there's a break-in. There's going to be a break-in oil change after 50
hours.
Or 75 hours, something like that. So there will be one oil change in early spring. And then from there on out, you probably will get through the rest of the year without changing it.
If it's a warrantied problem, does Prairie Land bring a tractor out to
if
this is being worked on?
With availability of tractors, if I have one available, yes. Right now, I have 100 and about 10 of them coming back from a rental program just like this with KDOT and Kansas State University. I've got 110 of them coming back into my inventory in the next 3 or 4 months. So I guarantee you not all those will be sold, and we could bring one of those out. And it's done the exact same thing you guys are going to do with this one.
So what would it cost me for one of those?
I looked at that a little bit. I can sit down and send a quote down.
That's up to them.
I can send a quote down for a used one that's a return off of a rental program like this.
With the same
like
warranty.
But we don't get to.
Yeah, you don't keep on getting the trade.
That would be a used purchase deal. Oh. And it would
still have warranty.
You have a little bit of warranty.
And you have the option to purchase additional warranty if you'd like.
Can you lease
$10,000 a year?
We
have a new tractor.
It depends on how it was originally sold.
We don't have no equity into it either.
And Deere's weird about their lease stuff.
We don't need equity.
If it was originally sold as a government tractor, the stipulation probably can't rent it. But if it was sold, say it was sold to a rental fleet instead of Kansas State University, then there's a possibility. I just have to check in, and each individual one of them is going to be different.
We have to,
I think,
but here's kind of weird about
we should release everything.
Rental or lease of used equipment.
The excavator we own.
So yeah, we own it now.
You should.
You can't pay rent on that stuff.
24 months or.
We should have rented it.
Don't quote me on the hours. I think it's 2,000. No, it's not 2,000 hours. 1,000 hours. It's right in that neighborhood. I have to look at it. But new warranty, you won't run it out of warranty in the rental situation.
Any more questions for him?
Do we get a government discount on the used ones?
Must be brand new.
Yep. Brand new, you would have the option of going under contract and buying it on contract, state contract, or just going rolling with Deere's special discount towards purchase of one. That number usually is very close, the same percent. It's based on a percentage. That number is usually very close in percentages. One or two off of each other.
Underneath this one.
So, I mean, I can sit back here on the computer and figure it up for you right now.
We got another guy present, too.
What's that?
So, we got another presentation, too.
I have 16135 in stock, and I have a mower sitting in here in Wichita. So, yes, the rental thing I can do next week. The purchase of a used one that's coming back off of the rental, they are trickling in over the course of the next 2 to 3 months. So we just have to pick one that's coming in sooner than later. If you wanted to explore that option, I sure can. As for the purchase of the new one, you know, you can do the lease option on this 6135 that I have quoted on the rental, or we can switch it up and do some other options.
You just basically take the 115 and divide it out to 5, 6, 7 years, right?
On a purchase?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get 0% interest, but there'll be some interest.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it'll be pretty close.
So on the new one, or the lease one, based upon what I'm seeing here, this one does, the rental one, mm-hmm. does not have JD Link. Does the one that you bought have JD Link? The one that they would...
You know, I didn't even explore JD Link on...
That's a lot of money.
On...
JD Link is where we can track...
You can, yeah, where I mean, it would be an option. We could definitely look into that and see what that would cost. And yeah. I mean, with JD Link,
to a tractor, it costs money. And he breaks that off the top of there, and that's very expensive.
It's not that expensive.
It's not expensive to have the program. The hardware is expensive.
It's not that expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, we replaced one. Didn't we?
No, we don't have JD Link on that old turd that we got. They didn't.
Was it the grader?
We
had it in the
backhoe,
didn't we?
Oh, we tore it off of something.
And that was $2,000 option on the grader.
That's still a lot of money.
I don't care. The money I spend $2,000 is nothing.
I haven't spent any money.
We could go back over the records and make that, but that's not fair.
How badly do you want to track your coworkers?
I haven't spent any money for a couple of years, for almost a year now.
And the new one, just trying to look apples to apples here whenever it comes to this. Foam filled.
Pretty close, yeah.
So the mower is foam filled tires, yes.
That's the lease price.
Yes.
That's one of the things that I had to change from the original quote that was sent out.
We're giving them our tractor and our mower and basically paying for 1 year rent and a new mower.
And it's no receiver on the back?
That's John Deere.
Receiver.
And then the next year, that's about what we owe.
I assume that means that there's no hitch on the back?
No, there's a hitch.
It says less receiver on this one.
Oh, that's the GPS receiver.
Oh, okay.
Guidance receiver.
Yeah, we don't need that.
The 6 Series tractors, most of them we order in without the fancy, all of the stuff that the big ag guys use, because they're just not a very high take rate in the 6 Series. Now, you go to the 7s, the 8s, the 9s, that's a whole different story. But you're, most of these guys that are buying the 6 Series tractors, they're buying them for a hay tractor or a loader tractor, and they're not using them to pull the planter through the field and that kind of stuff. So that's why we kind of dumb them down a little bit and cheapen them up.
I was going to say, we can get on Amazon and get a little keychain you can hide on there.
An Apple tag?
Yeah, GPS, there you go. If we want to know where the machine's at.
So JD Link is a software program that reads the tractor from, I mean, we have our computer sitting in our office, and that tractor will send runtime information, oil pressures, all the sensors that that tractor has, it will send this information to us. And we can, one, we can tell if there's something wrong with it, huh? What's wrong with it. We can tell how many hours a day it runs. We can tell where it's at. And all of that information is accessible to you guys via the website. And so literally, a lot of construction companies use it on skid steers. So if you have a skid steer sitting out there on the job site and George is running it, and then they load it up and take it to another job site based on the geofencing and the tracking and the hours, a guy can, the owner, the operator can be sitting in his office and he can bill the exact right hours to this job and then come over here and bill the exact right hours to this job.
Yeah,
he knows exactly how many hours it was running at each job site. And with all that tracking and all of that information that's coming to us with regard to how it's running, the performance, and how much fuel, I mean, even down to how much fuel the thing's got in it.
Carol.
So we can tell all of that information.
Idle time versus
yep.
run time.
Yep.
And if somebody steals it.
You know. And if somebody steals it, we know where it is.
That's a plus. But
sounds pretty handy.
There's been people in the past that have said that we aren't, that the township is not doing their job. And by having that JD Link in the grader, it is very easy to prove, hey, look, yes, we did do your road.
That's the grader. Now, hold on. We got Jeff mowing. And nobody has a problem with that.
Okay.
Because he's always home. You know, he's out there working with everybody's home, so they see him.
So he's the guy coming down the road at 10 o'clock at night when you're trying to sleep?
No. It's more like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, when it gets dark, he quits because he can't see because of the dust and everything.
Yeah, that is a thing for sure.
All right. Any more questions for Robbie?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
And we're just talking about this. We're not making. Decision.
We can make a decision. That's why I put it on the agenda. If we decide
you guys
to,
doing
we can
today?
Do it. Or we can table it.
Grab my computer. I didn't print out papers and all that like you did. I did bring brochures, though. So, if any of you guys are interested in some brochures on this series that we're looking at, more than welcome to take some. Anybody want some? So, any of you guys want brochures? So... Well, I'm after hearing what you guys were presented with, so I was coming here and not sure if I was going to do a Massey Ferguson tractor or a Fendt tractor. There's quite a bit of a difference between a Massey Ferguson and a Fendt. Your Fendt would have your CVTs and that kind of stuff. It would be very similar to your IVTs if you're familiar with John Deere. And your Massey Ferguson tractors are not going to have the, not all of the Massey Ferguson will have the CVTs and that kind of stuff. And the Masseys are tend to be quite a bit cheaper than the Fendts. And so after listening to him, I think I'm going to go with the Massey. And that would be a 6713. And what I got for the 6713, it's just a regular 130 horsepower tractor. It's your bare bones kind of tractor. There's nothing fancy to them. You got a shovel shift in them. And then I got a Rhino 15-foot batwing mower that goes with it. And nothing's fancy about the mower either. There's your typical township and mowing tractors is what they are. It got a front loader on it. But the what I have on the pricing, I don't have a rental program. Massey doesn't have a rental, or AGCO doesn't have a rental program, period. So I won't be able to do that, but we're looking at with the trade-ins of your mower and tractor, we're looking at about $14,000, and I'll be buying it outright per year annually. So, and that'll be the mower and the tractor included.
$14,000 a year.
For how long?
No.
Yeah, $14,000 a year.
Okay.
Annually for 96 months. So, and like I said, they're just very basic tractors, just run every mill. There's nothing special to them. But I have the warranty system on it. And that warranty will take care of all your maintenance, including oil filters and all that. We'll have a service tech come out from LDI and change all your oils, do inspections, and see if there's anything that is problematic, and we can replace it under warranty and all that, and that will go for 5 years. And so that means you don't have to touch the tractor. All you have to do is pay for the fuel for 5 years. Unless you, of course, throw a tree through the window. Don't really care for that, just like he said. But everything else, pretty much golden. And so
that comes with the maintenance agreement. That's in the maintenance agreement.
Mm-hmm. That's what you asked for.
With maintenance, so you don't have to touch the tractor for 5 years.
So this mower is basically what we already have?
I mean, this is a 15-foot. Yours is a 10-foot.
No, it's 15.
Well, it's supposed
it's an
to
HX, or
without the other wing.
10-foot offset.
Yeah.
Is that what we have now?
Yeah.
I thought our number was 15.
It is.
It is.
But it's still just 10-foot?
It is. John Deere's numbers didn't mean a thing back then. Now they actually mean something.
I thought we put a tape measure on that.
It's a single center section with one wing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 10-foot offset.
Right.
And so I priced the Rhino at 15-foot because that's what I was originally told, and then I measured it out and found out that it wasn't, but it was, by that time I didn't have enough time to relay all the different information to get you a 10-foot. So this would be with a 15-foot bat wing. So
both of them.
That's only one wing.
I'm talking about a bat wing, so it's both wings.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I can reprice that. I didn't.
I'm going to have to reprice it too.
You don't want that left wing.
No.
For the road.
Okay. Yeah. I'll reprice it, and it will drop most likely from there. So,
there's a blank look on his face.
Huh?
I want to make sure we're. He's saying that we don't need.
Yeah, we don't need the other wing. Okay. Just a bifold.
Okay. So that means that both are wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Both cutters are wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down or up?
It's gonna go down.
Should
be. I'm sure that his will be the same. So, yeah, that's kind of.
I like the idea of the bifold. Don't you have a bifold 14?
But most of the time, that one wing's.
I'm just trying to keep the tractor out of the ditch. Adding a couple feet keeps him out of that ditch, keeping him.
He's. The back part still has to follow the tractor, though. Because then you'd be cutting the edge of the road.
Right, but he wouldn't have to go all the way into the ditch like he has been, cranking that PTO around, snapping that off.
Well, it'd be the same. Because they're both the same. It would be exactly the same.
Not with 15 to 10, or 14 to 10.
Yeah.
That'd be 4 feet.
No, he's right. It would be very similar because you're on your single wing mowers, you're still sitting in the middle of the mower, and it just happens to add you another mower. So theoretically, you'll be more in the ditch, actually, than you would be out of the ditch if you're worried about that. Because you'll have another 4 feet on the opposite side that you're trying to avoid getting into the road, drop down, or 5 feet. That'll be another 5 feet extra, actually.
He would throw more stuff out if a car was passing, too.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. I think they all throw the same way, don't they?
Yeah, for the most part.
It's all going to throw out the road anyway. But you always got that one in the road that's hitting the windrow. Well, we don't have windrows, but that one's over there chopping the road up, you know, and it's way out here in the road, so it's another 5 feet of grass that's getting thrown out there.
But what if you went against traffic, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, but you're farther in the ditch that way.
Mm-hmm. You're putting the tractor up on the edge because it's following you.
I thought if you go with traffic.
The wing's on your right side.
The wing's on the right side.
That's right.
And then when you go against traffic, you can lay it up there, but you're all the way.
What if you did it the opposite way, though?
You don't want to do it that way. You don't want to be coming at traffic. I mean, it's bad enough when you're trying to, when you're grading and you go down a road opposite of traffic, how they lose their mind with that.
Right. I like the idea. I mean, it's swinging it back towards the ditch.
Sure, you can get more.
What's that?
Does Massey have telemetrics, tracking?
Yeah, and then Vent does too.
How much more is that?
I'm not exactly sure. I couldn't give you a number off the top of my head.
I would like to see that Rolls Royce of the tractors, though.
The Vent? Yeah. I'm more than willing to
take any of you guys out. Get his number, and you can go up there and drive it.
But there. Like I said, there.
If we had a Massey Ferguson and freaking Gore, and that thing was a piece of junk. No offense.
They've changed a lot over the years.
What is your proposal? A rental the whole time? Or a purchase? Or
purchase. I don't have a rental. I mean, I can do a lease too. And I don't know where you guys would want to be on buyouts and that kind of stuff. That's why I kind of just left the lease kind of out.
It was $14,000 a year.
Yeah.
To purchase.
Purchase the mower and the tractor.
And that's 96 months, but the warranty is only 60 months.
Yes.
72 months, sorry.
No, 5 years, 60 months.
60 months, okay.
Yeah. And I can bump it up if you guys want me to. I just need to kind of, I didn't know exactly what I was walking into, so I was just kind of getting from the hip, kind of, so. Yeah, there. I do know the 6700 Masseys are extremely fuel efficient compared to some of the other competitions, tractors and that kind of stuff. So you almost like to be saving from what you currently have. You'll be saving quite a bit in fuel. So.
What model does Richland have? What model does Richland have?
Richland
Township, one next to us.
I'm not exactly sure.
I think they went through Smith and Sons.
They didn't get their magic from you then?
No. They probably got it out of Winfield.
Well, you're not out of Winfield.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were.
Nope, sorry.
What was the final tractor, a 10 or a 15? Whatever that means.
That was the...
That's what?
The mower. 10 or 15.
That's the mower.
Yeah. And so, no, it's just a fairly basic. I mean, you got a total shift and that kind of stuff. So that means forward and reverse without touching the clutch or anything like that. And then you have a 26 gallons per minute on hydraulics for your flow, hydraulic flow. And then you have front wheel assist. Yeah, it's just a basic, doesn't have anything that you don't need. just your basic tractor. It's a great mowing, little mowing tractor. We have guys use it for feeding cattle all the time, so, and it hasn't let them down at all.
I think they both got to rework their numbers.
What?
He asked me what I thought. I said, I think everybody's going to have to rework their numbers.
Yeah, with the mower.
Yeah, with the mower and everything. I mean, you got to keep apples to apples.
Yeah.
So I thought
and
we had a 15.
And this was for a Massey.
Yeah, that's 6713.
And what was the other tractor?
I was thinking about a Fendt 314 because I thought originally he was coming with a 6140M. And so the Fendt would be similar to that. And so that's kind of where I was. And
I don't think I've heard of that.
I haven't either.
What, a Fendt?
Rolls Royce. And I'd like to check it out.
Some of the videos we watched, the big tractors were Fendts, the green and white ones.
Yeah, he showed me. It looked like a John Deere.
you can kick him, Robbie.
Oh, gosh. No, he feels honored to get.
Well, if you just paint it green and yellow, then you're good. He'll buy it.
They are really nice tractors.
They're phenomenal tractors.
They are expensive, but they are.
How much more are they?
I don't know when it comes to payment exactly. I would, with the mower, it will be close to 190s. Will be total price with the mower and the tractor and everything. But that also has telemetry and all that kind of stuff. And so you're looking at fuel usage and all that, and Fendt is the leading in fuel efficiency and all that. So they're...
How do you spell that?
F-E-N-D-T.
Yeah. F-E-N-D-T.
Okay. I'll Google it.
Yeah. Their reliability is absolutely insane. And, I mean, you can get a Fendt tractor that has 10,000 hours and you haven't even did anything to it. Except your normal maintenance. I mean, their CVTs and the motors that they have in them are just absolutely...
Yeah, you can put their
if you want something that will last long and a resale value, is absolutely
where are they
insane.
Made out of?
Germany.
Germany.
And there is a...
Heston's getting ready to build them, though?
So, they won't necessarily be built in Heston. But they are talking about moving some of the bigger series. I was telling you that we have a 1042... Fendt, which has a 420 horsepower tractor. Those are built, I think it's Michigan is where I think it's built. And so some of them are built in Germany and others are built here in America. Just depends on what size you get. So.
Work up there. I think they're testing them up there.
Yeah, I don't know. Fendts are absolutely phenomenal. They're the Rolls Royce tractors. And I'm more willing to take anybody out and buy them lunch and show them what a Fendt tractor looks like. And oh, well, deer people do too. I used to work for you guys. Remember that?
Have you seen those combines?
So.
All right. So, 10-foot mower.
I'd like to check out your tractors.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much know what a John Deere is like.
Huh?
Pretty much know what a John Deere is
does
like.
Does it have a switch that will make it so it acts like a John Deere?
Actually, I can make it all the buttons and that kind of stuff on a Fendt tractor. It's actually interchangeable and custom, so then we can make it drive like a John Deere.
Yeah, 14.
So,
and not we own it at the end of it. But that'll change too.
Fun fact, did you know that your Klaus dealerships and your Fendt dealerships and your John Deere, not dealerships, manufacturers in Germany are all like within 15 miles of each other on your Ford side? My dad went out there and looked at them and they're all
very close.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious actually. So,
you said that was 96 months?
Yeah, that was 96 months.
Okay.
And, of course, we can change how long it is and all that Just let me know what exactly you're looking for. So you're asking for the lowest payment and cheapest
and
way to do it.
You wanted to not have to mess with it, not have to change oils and all that.
And you're going to get that, or have a tech come out and do it for you. And then that gives you an extra set of eyes. And so if we see anything that's going wrong, we would just be able to cover it under warranty right then and there.
All right.
What's the interest on this?
3.7.
And that's the interest.
Yeah. On this one. The other one's supposed to be taking notes.
Yeah.
Okay, 10-foot mower, guys. Let me tell us what we got now. I thought it was a 15. Fine. But I guess I was wrong. Happens. And then 96, figure years at 96 months as well.
Purchase option 96 months.
That way we're even, you know, trying to keep that even. Because, I mean, the rental deal is a great deal, but we can look at equity too.
Yeah. I think the bigger concern is the point of the warranty versus having you have to pay for it.
Well, you're still paying for it either way.
I understand that, but if you've got a 5-year warranty on a 7-year, 8-year lease or buyout, there's 3 years that if it breaks down, you're still paying on it, and you have a dead tractor.
I get it.
Same
too.
Problem that we have with backhoe.
So let's bump. Can you bump the warranty to 8 years?
I can look at it and see what I can do.
Okay. Is everybody got the same apples now? Sorry, I can't breathe. It's too dry out there.
All you guys need from me?
Yep. Drew, thank you. If you want to take off too, you can. Okay. So.
I got an hour and a half drive home, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty close.
Thank you, guys, both. And
no problem.
Just shoot us with email and.
So this price will come down a little more when you refigure for the
problem. Everything's going to come down.
I still like the lease.
We can talk more about it.
All right.
That's not that far. I went to Kingman yesterday.
End of the year, that year.
You guys have a good one.
I get it.
You're driving the wrong way.
I still would rather do that.
Oh.
It's just give me a heads up.
They got JD Link on there. They got JD Link on there.
If you go 5 over, you get a little phone call. Hey, I saw you.
Yep. Those are no fun.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Robbie.
If you have any questions or anything, okay? I will be in touch in a few days, I guess.
That'll work. All right. Township to-do list.
What?
The township to-do list. You got culverts, you got speed limit signs.
I got a bunch of culverts.
But very importantly, you got to get on the chip seal.
Yes, chip seal.
I'm going to put in all the culverts that are paid for and then get back on chip seal. But I put in a big one today.
Metal arc.
Yeah, it tore out that bridge today, or that concrete.
A little concrete box.
Yeah. And tomorrow I'll put in the ones they paid for. I'd like to know how many that you were supposed to get me, how many we got paid for and I haven't put in.
I think we've only got 2 paid for. The rest of them are warranty.
Okay.
Is that right, Michael? Do you remember?
I would have
on to. On our culverts, we had the guy that paid for 2 of them down there on 160th.
I would.
He did not pay for them.
He hasn't paid for them?
The doctor guy? No,
he said he asked if it was for both. Well, I guess I can't say that. I haven't seen if you've received checks in the last 2 months, but...
Yeah, he checks. Said the guy was running down there and wrote him a check.
Wrote who?
wrote the concert the check.
I will look at the deposits. I mean, I would have gotten it from Michael because I haven't received any from.
Yeah, I've received no checks, and the last one I saw when you were still doing it was $1,700 for a John somebody.
Well, that would have been $1,700. That would have been too cold.
No, you weren't going to charge him the full amount.
That was a different guy, wasn't it?
Okay.
I'll look it up.
I know he paid because the guy...
The guy up on 146th or 143rd, we weren't going to charge the full amount. He just wanted to extend it.
But he had both of them. He had two that he wanted to extend.
You're talking about that guy over there in the...
You're talking... Patients. That's 160th. That had 160th, two.
160th, he had two. And the guy over there wanted little short extensions on his to get his camper in on an addition, which I don't know what road that is. I don't got my paper right now.
Yeah. And if we got a check for $1,700, that would have been two full culverts.
I know he paid because he stopped by and said, I've already paid.
Could have been right.
That was for Land Pro.
We deposited a $1,700 check in December.
Yeah, that would have been about right.
Let me
George
see.
George something. I can't see it all.
Let me see where my...
That'd have been right. That's the guy on 160th.
Treasure details.
He's the only one that's brand new. And
culverts for 160th. 13319 and 13341 Southwest 160th.
Yep. That'd be where they put Doug at, the doctor's place. So. Okay. And then you got the extensions.
That's over on another deal.
Yep.
In that new house on 160th.
He hasn't paid.
Huh?
He hasn't paid.
If he hadn't paid, don't know him.
Well, I haven't got him yet. I mean, I kind of told him I was going to try to get some crap to put on the end of him. Because he wanted new culverts. The culverts that are in there are really, really nice. Clean. Holes ain't bent up. So if I can find two pieces.
What size are they?
I don't have a clue with me now, but
can you order a 5-footer?
Yeah, I probably can. But I was gonna try to get some.
Or order a 10-footer and cut it in half? Mm-hmm. That's gonna be the cheapest way to do it.
But again, you should wait till he pays.
Yeah. I don't want to. First, I hadn't had time to look at it. I haven't been on culverts right.
So the one on Southwest 160th is paid for.
Yep. Right. Get those two done.
Okay.
And
I'm
then
get those done tomorrow. And I'm going to do the house across from the county corner from the shop. Get that one in.
Yep.
And then.
I
just got a list, whatever.
Yeah. I got you. But we got to be on speed limit signs, too. Might be something this new guy and Doug can be doing while you're working on culverts or something. We got to start getting those put in. They're all ready. We just got to take the back one and push them down. Just put them in that back slope. They've got to be two... I'll look again, but I believe it's 250 feet off the center of the intersection. And then we'll just put it up in the middle of the back slope. That way Jeff doesn't have to, he doesn't have to come all the way out the road to go around them. All right, board business. Consider approval to hire Michael Eschlinger at $20 an hour.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. When can he start?
Now that he's just part-time. He's not full-time.
Okay.
It might be there Saturday.
Doing?
I was going to take and show him how to put some rock down. He's a truck driver. Whatever Randy lines out. Okay. And that's something we ought to make arrangements for you to be there, maybe. Not too long, just go over things, see what you might want him to do.
I'll just tell you, and you tell him.
Okay.
I mean, it's just hauling
off. I thought we were getting him full time.
No.
No, right now we just got a bunch of part times.
We got to get somebody full time.
Yeah, I know, but
we can't. Yeah.
We can't find anybody.
I thought that some guy that he had.
Yeah. No.
No,
we couldn't match the pay. Oh.
I think he wanted more than I make at Belcher.
We were about $1.50 an hour off.
At 20 or?
No, at $22.50.
And I don't think
he needed 24.
Really good, so
that's kind of
scary.
He needed 24.
Yeah. I still don't think he would have been happy. Because there's no overtime, he said.
That's what killed him, was not having the overtime pay and all that. He figured it up and
was like, is that where he came back with the $24.50 to compensate for it, or?
Yeah.
Benefits? No?
He didn't get benefits where he's at. He's on his wife's insurance.
Yeah. That's why he considered dropping it, so he didn't have to drive clear to Wichita. He could work for less back here or save the gas money, but he was going to lose $600.
He showed me it was quite a bit of money. He's making close to what Randy's making now, where he's at with overtime. He was making like $52,000 with his overtime.
Yeah. No, I do not have any free time. I don't have my CDLR, I would.
We can train that.
I would love to drive the Breeder. Be a lot of fun.
That's what I want to put you in.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, that's what I want to put you in.
And don't tell me how to use it. I'll figure it out.
Well, maybe you and him can get together and start putting some speed limit signs in.
That's a great idea.
On the weekend. Yeah, I mean, we got to get them in, guys.
That's a great idea.
It's got to get done. I know and they're all put together. And we left them up high enough, you just
sink them in the ground.
Sink them in the ground. And theoretically, if you stay within 50 feet of the first power pole off the intersection, you're good. Because they're 300 feet off the center of the intersection. But it ain't got to be perfect, but it's got to be close.
We've had those signs for 4 years now.
Yep. Jeff put them all together. They're all... all the ends are caved in so they can't steal them. Something can be done on the weekend. Throw them on the back of the truck and take the backhoe and shh.
Yep.
5 foot to the bottom of the ladder.
He can learn how to run the backhoe too.
Yeah.
And give him some play time.
You got the road, you got the ditch, we're going to put them right here in the middle of the back slope. But it's got to be, you got your intersection, you got to be 250 feet from the center of the intersection.
And 5 feet from the road. 5 feet high, sorry.
Yeah, it's 5 feet to the bottom of the letter, bottom of the 30 or 35. So 5 feet up. Make sense?
Just right.
It's 250 feet from the center of the intersection.
Right.
And it's you got to leave 5 foot of post on, basically.
From the top of the road, though, because if you're in the indent.
Yeah, if you're down in the ditch, there's extensions in there and everything that we built, because if the ditch is real low, from the edge of the road here, you have to be 5 foot up. That makes sense?
Yep.
Like if your back slope is real low or real high, you just... there's extensions to raise it up if we need to. So, Randy and can show you all that stuff. He knows where it's all at. But we've got to get those done. All right. We're going to consider approval to purchase tractor. We're going to table that for now.
Yep.
Yep.
We got to vote on that, don't we?
Yep. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Consider approval to purchase mower. Table that for now.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Consider approval to take bids for trucking for the township. Must meet criteria to submit bid.
What's the criteria?
Well, we got to be able to not just haul dirt, you got to be able to spread rock. Whatever we want to put on there. Got to have bills in within a certain time. Whatever we want to put on there.
Don't you already have two approved vendors? Is there need to be a third? Or are you willing to renegotiate the ones that we have now?
I'm good with what we have now, but we've had problems, I've heard, so.
Yeah, basically I'm done with the Pioneers. Everybody agreed that we're done with Pioneer.
Okay, so you've got Bannon.
Bannon.
It's just easier to put bids out there. We'll invite everybody to put bids in and see who's the cheapest.
Yeah, but cheapest isn't always the best.
I'm not all for the bid thing at all. Low bid don't mean it's going to be the good work.
Well, if I get this this linger.
Yeah, you'll start hauling rock yourself.
Start hauling rock.
Right.
I think your big problem is going to be 180th one.
You're going to have to hire some trucking for that.
We ain't got there yet. I ain't really too worried about
it. You need to hurry it up. I mean, if you want to get 180th done this year, you're going to have to hurry up. You've got a bridge that's happening on 180th 4.
I don't know.
Yeah, when's that? When is that bridge?
I don't know. I haven't been contacted about the bridge. I did get contacted about the box culvert up there on his road.
That's going to be my question. I see new stakes. When is that planned to be done?
They don't have a defined time right now, but it is being done this year.
So,
is that in the addition?
That's on the 146th, right?
146th Terrace.
Yep. Okay. There's that box culvert right there.
And I understand it's going to be down for several months.
Just a couple months. So I think it took them, 90 days to do the other one? Depends on who gets the bid.
Is it going to be totally framed in and cement created? Or
it's going to be a box culvert.
Not going to bring in concrete.
Yes, they're forming it. It's going to be poured. It's going to be a formed box culvert.
Is there any plans to the road west of there to Andover Road is really, for some reason, just disintegrating. Is that repair of that culvert include, is there any way to encourage them to do that? I mean, it's
got all the millings on it. The only thing we're going to do is they will backfill it, then we have to fill over it a little bit more if they don't have enough to backfill with. But, I mean, the millings, the bad thing about the millings, there's nothing you can do with them.
Is that something you can chip seal over for that little short distance there?
I mean, you can, but it seems like just a waste. It's so rough. It doesn't fill in holes.
So, what do you do for?
I mean, basically, you got to put the teeth on the grader, go tear it up, water it, and repack it with the roller, and then it creates dust.
That addition, where you seen the roller in, where we did it over there.
Oh yeah.
It came out pretty nice.
Yeah, that did.
We did it two ways. We put it on the other one. We put it on thick. You know.
We don't have that much left.
Right. And then on the other end, we put it on thin. And so far, they're both stayed the same. So
I'm just curious as to why that particular spot is disintegrating. Because there's trees right on the very south side that shade it. Does that contribute to the...
It does. Shade does. And it's there's no guarantee of the mixture of oil that was in there. There's nothing. I mean, it's just like throwing down ground asphalt. There's no guarantee that it's going to lock down. You can have 10 feet that'd be just fine. You can have the next 10 feet go to crap because you can't guarantee its mixture's perfect.
For some reason, it's just really...
The only thing you can basically do with it is add more to it.
Is there some way to put that on the list whenever they're doing the culvert or something?
So, we'll look at getting some repairs. They're supposed to be getting us a little bit of millings again, but I haven't talked to Joe lately.
Flowers got some for about $12 a ton.
He knows people, though.
Yeah, because they're 18 a ton. If you go up to APAC or you go over to... I can't think of the other people.
We need to vote on this.
All right.
Or table it, one or the other.
Well, whatever. Consider approval to take bids trucking for the township. Let's table it for now.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Citizens, you got anything?
We were talking about a trailer earlier, about needing a motor versus a hydraulic drive. Which trailer is this?
The newer one.
The one that you bought back east and brought over? Yep. Okay, so it's out of commission right now.
Yep.
So what are we using?
The old trailer.
The one that had the bad axle? So we replaced the axle on that one?
Bearings.
They put the bearings and stuff on there, and he's been limping it around. Okay. I guess the spark plug was left out of the motor and the tarp was left off of it.
Fine.
Poof.
Fine. No, I was just trying to track the trailers because I know you said the old trailer wasn't worth repairing. That's why we got the new trailer and we're not using the new trailer. We're using the old trailer. So I was just getting on track. I'm good now.
Yes, ma'am.
How long is it the discussion?
Can you
going on
state your name and address, please?
730 East Rosewood.
Hey, it's your job. Write it down.
Kathy Stevens.
How long has the discussion been going on about the tractor and the mower?
How many
months?
2 or 3 months, probably.
This is the first month you guys have actually discussed it.
Yeah.
It's gone on for about 3 months, just trying to get
bids. To get them to come in here and give us bids.
But why did the second guy not come prepared?
Because he just come in today. I just seen him today.
Okay. I just was asking. Yeah. Because John Deere came prepared, and I just was wondering why he didn't.
John Deere was reached out to a long time ago, and
in fact,
I reached out to
him. Third salesman.
Right? Yeah. They keep switching salesmen, and Drew, he bless his heart, he's trying his best. I mean, he tried to do me the best favor he could, try to get us an extra bid to... Be fair. Anybody else?
John, did you want to ask or talk about your field entry?
Have you guys heard anything from the county or the state on that Prairie Creek Bridge on the water?
Last I heard that nothing's going to happen for at least another year.
Another year?
Well, a year, and that was 4 months ago.
Yeah.
5 months ago.
And who was that you talked to about that?
Daryl
Lute.
Butler County Engineer.
Engineer.
Yep. They're just.
They say they have to go find grant money. They have to. Engineers have to find out the flood zone.
They're trying to figure out how to the best way to fix that bridge. I mean,
whether they keep it low water or they build a bridge.
Build a real bridge.
Yep.
They're not gonna build a bridge. God, that's too expensive.
They're building several others, and I think that's why they're holding off on some of them.
The only reason I ask is the engineer that came out to look at it, he said that it would be done in by the end of the year. But that was a couple months ago.
Maybe the plans for it will be done at the end of the year.
They came out and surveyed the waterway and everything. And that's when he told me, he came to the house and told me about it. And that's why I was asking. Or we are.
Yeah, I get bits and pieces here and there.
I think the biggest thing is their money.
Money.
They're trying to get the state to chip in because they weren't prepared.
Is SEMA going to help at all with that? They won't?
No.
Technically, they don't have to. Because the structure that's rotted out underneath was not on them.
There's no use to fix anything there until the railroad's finished.
Right.
And that's 2 years away.
They're going to be laying track in June.
But they'll still have a lot of work to do.
Oh, they'll have bits and pieces.
Are they going to continue pulling water out of there until then?
Probably.
That's the best thing for them to do is pull the water out from there instead of pulling it. Not expensive water.
Well, it depends on which side of the road because we've got cattle coming in. Those cattle, they don't have water.
They're getting real close to being done with the biggest part. They're gonna, like I said, I talked with the main guy the other day, and they're be laying track in June. And so, I mean, there's still going to be touch-up work around. East intersection will be closed for a week. Like Michael, right next to Michael's house, it's going to be closed for a week. And then to put the track and the concrete, the ties, and everything through there. But each one of them will be closed for a week. And don't forget about Tewakini and that culvert. When they close that down is when you can replace that. Because they're asphalting so far. There ain't no sense.
On the other side, too?
On the north side, yeah. They're going on both sides. Putting asphalt approaches in.
Are they going to fix the roads as well? Or are they going to wait till it's more completed?
They'll wait till it's more completed. So they'll start doing a lot of repair, and they're going to repair the chip seal with hot patch. Not cold patch, not chip seal, but hot patch. The good asphalt. Anybody else? Meeting adjourned.